It's 5:56 in the world famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ-FM. You're listening to the best of Kevin and Bean, which includes the newest of Showbiz Beats with your old pal Ralph Garman. I want to reward you for being up this early in the morning because it blows, let's face it. And you deserve a little something for getting your ass out of bed this morning. So let me give you some tickets. This should be a great show, by the way. Tickets to see Nick Offerman at Royce Hall.
Yay!
Nick Offerman going on tour. The show's called Nick Offerman Full Bush. Now, look, I have no idea what that means. Maybe it's about gardening. I have no idea. But it's up to you to find out. It's at Royce Hall, which is on the UCLA campus. And it is going to be October 8th. Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. on Ticketmaster.com, but you will get tickets long before they go on sale. If you're caller number 8 right now, since it's October 8th, caller number 8 at 1-800-520-1067 or 67 will get a pair of these coveted tickets to see Nick Offerman at Royce Hall in his show Full Bush, whatever that means. Sad news. Yesterday we reported on the death of Nelson Ellis from True Blood, and I thought it was strange at the time that he was 39 years old and his cause of death was listed as complications from heart failure. Well, it turns out he was battling a lot of demons. His family released a statement to The Hollywood Reporter saying that the late actor suffered from drug and alcohol issues for years and attempted to quit on his own rather than get help. Apparently, he was ashamed of his addiction and tried to handle it on his own. That did not go well. By the end, apparently, he had a blood infection. His kidneys shut down. His liver was swollen. His blood pressure raced out of control, and he passed away 4 days after he got to the hospital. So his family wanted to release the details about his death, hopefully as a cautionary tale for others, and have them attempt to get help and not try to deal with this really brutal, difficult disease of addiction on their own. So if you know someone who is battling that, and perhaps you have some issues with that yourself, get some help, because it's almost impossible to do it by yourself. And there's professionals out there who can help. All right, let's move on to something a little bit better, some better news. And this is awesome news. There's going to be a TV series called Marvel's New Warriors. It's going to be on the Freeform Network, previously known as ABC Family. And one of the characters in this half-hour comedy of Marvel superheroes is the wonderful, the delicious, the magical Squirrel Girl. One of the best superheroes in the world, Squirrel Girl. And we have our Squirrel Girl. The role has been cast. And I'm very pleased to announce that it's Milana Vayntrub. Milana Vayntrub, we know her, of course, from the AT&T commercials. We've had her on the show. She's a pal of the Kevin and Bean Show. She has got the coveted role of Squirrel Girl, and we couldn't be happier. So she's going to be playing that character in the next 10 episodes of that show. Premise is basically about six teenagers with powers and abilities on the opposite end of the spectrum of the Avengers who want to make a difference in the world, and they do. So Squirrel Girl, finally coming to television.
Kevin will be excited.
He'll be very excited. Today's celebrity birthday is guitarist Ricky Zambora. Or Richie Zambora, I guess he goes as. 58 years old today. Actor Greg Grunberg. Grunny! He is 51 years old. John Henson celebrates his 50th birthday today. Justin Chambers is 47. Michael Rosenbaum from the old Smallville TV series Lex Luthor. Very talented actor. 45 years old. Lil' Kim is 43. And Alicia Cara is 21 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat. Hey!
There you go.
Thanks, Chip. Appreciate it. You're listening to the best of Kevin and Bean here on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. It is 6:54 in the morning. Good morning, boys and girls. I hope your day's going okay so far. Let's get into the entertainment news, shall we? This is sad. I'm sad to hear this. Nelson Ellis, very talented actor, star of True Blood, as we reported this week, passed away at the age of 39. And at the time, cause of death was listed as complications from heart failure. And that apparently turns out not to be the case. His family released a statement to The Hollywood Reporter saying that the late actor suffered from drug and alcohol abuse for years and did attempt to quit on his own but lost that battle. At the end, he had a blood infection, his kidneys shut down. His liver was swollen, his blood pressure raced out of control, and he passed away just 4 days after he got to the hospital. So his family wanted to release that information as a service, as a cautionary tale for others who are suffering and battling addiction and asking them to get help, not try to handle it on their own, because it is very difficult to conquer these things without some sort of professional help. They say he was ashamed of his addiction, and that's why he never got professional help. And that is not a good reason, because 39, talented guy, there's no reason he had to die. He could have gotten some help. So just wanted to pass that information along from his family, because I think it's worth talking about. Let's talk about some happier news, however, like new Foo Fighters music.
Yay!
Foos are currently touring the world. They did a show in Greece this week. And while they're doing their live shows, they are sprinkling live versions of their new music from their upcoming album, Concrete and Gold, which is due out on September 15th. They've been playing tracks off that new album live. First time people are hearing these songs are live, so we've been kind of collecting them as we go along, getting live versions of it. As always, the audio is not great, but you get a sense of some of these songs. A brand new song called Arrows premiered at the show in Greece this week. I thought maybe you'd like to take a little listen. Here's some new Foo Fighters music. There's a song called Arrows. Song recorded on the new album, so we'll look forward to September 15th when we get those new tracks, as they should sound, right out of the studio. More music news. I feel bad. Gwen Stefani's being sued by Lisa Strickland. Oh, Lisa, come on. What's wrong with you? Suing her for her broken leg. Yeah, you heard me. Lisa Strickland was at Gwen's July 23rd, 2016 concert at the PNC Pavilion in Charlotte, North Carolina. And Gwen apparently told the folks sitting on the lawn section of the amphitheater to move closer down where the reserved seating was. That reportedly caused a stampede, and Lisa's leg was broken when she got trampled by the crowd. Now, Lisa says Gwen never apologized for the incident. All right. But she is suing Gwen and the promoter, Live Nation, for $75,000 each. Each. Plus punitive damages from Gwen Stefani. 75 grand each plus damages. So it's $150,000 minimum plus whatever she can try to get from a jury in this case. Look, you want to break my leg for $150,000? Feel free.
Yeah, by me too. Sign me up.
That's ridiculous. Look, sometimes S happens, Lisa Strickland. Not everybody has to be to blame for everything. So you had an accident. So there was a crowd, and they rushed the stage, and S happened, and your leg got broken. I feel for you. But don't start suing people, Lisa Strickland. I'm going to get that Lisa Strickland on the phone, have a conversation with her, straighten her out. Let's take a look. Oh, by the way, I want to remind folks, Friday night at 10 p.m. at the Improv on Melrose, Hollywood Babylon, me, Kevin Smith, you, we're going to have a good time. Come out and join us. We have a blast. It is Friday, 10 p.m., Improv on Melrose in West Hollywood. You can go to improv.com to get more details and to get your tickets. Today's celebrity birthday is Richie Sambora of the legendary John Bon Jovi band. He is 58 years old today. Greg Grunberg, he's 51. John Henson turns 50. Justin Chambers is 47 years old. Michael Rosenbaum, very talented actor, is 45. Lil' Kim is 43 years old today. And Alicia Cara celebrates her 21st birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Hey, everybody. Gather all the kiddies around the radio. It's time for Bean's Death Corner.
Bean loves death any time of day. He gets all giddy and screams hooray.
There's something wrong in his head. Death.
We don't know what's wrong with Bean, but now you'll get to see what we mean.
Oh, Bean loves death. Oh, Bean loves death.
I love death.
I think the best and most dramatic death story of the month has to be the Indonesian man named Akbar. A lot of listeners saw this and thought of me, and thank you for sending it. A lot of people in Indonesia, by the way, only go by one name, which must be very confusing in such a populous country, I would think. Mm-hmm. But Akbar was out doing some work around his house, and then he just went missing. People came looking for him, and they found his palm fruit. They found his harvesting tool. They found one boot. And then nearby, they found Akbar, who was swallowed by a 23-foot python. Akbar whole was swallowed by a python.
His entire body was inside the snake.
Inside the snake.
No.
The snake was found bloated and slithering awkwardly in the village of Saluriro.
Serves him right.
Yeah, they were immediately suspicious that that is what happened when they, you know, came across what was, you know, left of his possessions, and relatives went looking for him, and then they found the snake, and they, I saw pictures of it. They cut the snake open, and sure enough, there was Akbar right there.
Wow.
While the serpents have been known to attack smaller animals, attempts to eat people are rare, but does happen from time to time. Look, a lot of bad things happen in the world. A lot of bad things will happen to you today. Nothing like this. Nothing like getting swallowed by a 23-foot python.
Wow.
That's about as bad as it gets, right? Here's a tragic story. 4:10 in the morning on Saturday in Winfield, Alabama, there was a head-on collision. Alcohol was a factor. A 50-year-old Jeffrey Morris Brasher was driving one car. He did not have a seatbelt on. In the other car was a 22-year-old named Austin Blaine Brasher. He was also drinking and also did not have his seatbelt on. So they had a lot of things going against them. Drinking, no seatbelt, 4:10 in the morning. Head-on collision. If you notice their last names were the same, it's because they were father and son, ladies and gentlemen. Both pronounced dead on the scene. What are the chances of that happening?
This is a fun segment, huh?
I'm just saying. Right?
Right.
Berlin. Police say a newspaper carrier in the northern German city of Lunenburg stabbed and killed a customer who had repeatedly complained about delivery problems. Kevin, did you ever deliver newspapers as a teenager?
I did.
You had that thing.
Yes, I did. Very poorly.
And were there some customers along the route who were never satisfied?
Of course. And then there was the woman who got me fired because I threw her newspaper right through her window.
Oh, no.
The street.
Did it break the window?
Ran like a little bitch.
like she wouldn't know who threw the newspaper?
Oh, I wonder who threw the newspaper through my window.
Police said on Sunday that the 42-year-old paper man, well, there's part of the problem right there. You shouldn't really
be
delivered.
42 years old?
Yes, you shouldn't really be delivering papers at 42. Got into an argument with a 51-year-old customer outside the customer's home and stabbed him multiple times with a knife. Now, look, I'm just saying, shouldn't you be grateful at this point in 2017 that anyone's getting the newspaper delivered at home?
That there still is a newspaper.
Yes, you have so few customers at this point, you don't kill the ones that you have.
That's a good point.
It just seems like a bad business policy, I think. Dave, the King of Mexico, I'm glad you are in here today.
Yes, sir.
About a year ago, maybe a little less, you were all about the Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
And a lot of the nation was. We used to hear stories all the time about Pokemon. I don't hear much about it anymore. Is it still a thing?
Is it a thing? No. Do people still play it? Yes.
Pokemon Go has gotten countless players up off the couch and on their feet in search of the endlessly charming creatures, this article says. It's been hailed as a great fitness tool. Unfortunately, it seems the pure joy of snatching a particularly elusive monster was a bit too much for one man from Singapore who nabbed a prize catch and then suffered a fatal heart attack in the excitement.
Yes.
67-year-old Lang Wee Ming
was a 67-year-old man playing this game?
Because it's fun, man. You get out there and get to see the world. You get to walk around your neighborhood, see what's outside.
Well, he was an avid Pokemon Go player, and is this good, Dave? He had a level 28 account.
Ooh, that's pretty good. I mean, it's not, like, the greatest, but, you know, like, I'm at a 22 right now, so, and I haven't played in weeks.
Well, he had a collection of over 200 creatures, but despite his best efforts, one prize Pokemon eluded him, the Lapras. Now, what's the Lapras?
Ooh. Yeah, it's a sea dragon-type creature that you could only find by the water. So,
okay.
And in the latest update, they made a little more available, so they're easier to find now, but they're still, like, hard to get.
Well, that's too late for Lang Wee Ming, though, isn't it?
Right.
Wee Ming finally cornered the rare beast at the Marina Bay Sands Resort in Singapore, where he ultimately caught it. He and his wife frequented the hotel because it was a good spot for Pokemon hunting. His poor wife, by the way.
Right.
She's being dragged all over town looking for Pokemons. They had just come from a birthday celebration when the incident occurred. According to his wife, the excitement of the catch caused him to have a heart attack right on the spot. He was transported to the Singapore General Hospital, was unable to be saved, and passed away shortly thereafter. So I guess that's the takeaway from today's segment is that Pokemon Go kills, right?
Right.
This has been Bean's Death Corner.
That was Bean's Death Corner.
Oh, Bean loves death. Oh, Bean loves death.
Oh, Bean loves death so much.
Have you guys seen the video of Vladimir Putin playing the piano?
Is there nothing this man can't do?
is it really playing the piano?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's okay. Really, really going after it.
Okay.
I mean, yeah. I don't think he's a concert pianist quality, but the fact that he can play the piano, I don't know.
If you add that to scoring 7 goals in hockey and recording a shutout at the same time,
right? Wow.
It's pretty good.
It's impressive.
Yes, the president of Russia, the manly Vladimir Putin, who I believe, do we have a little bit of his piano playing?
We do, yeah.
On the phone? Let me hear some of what he sounds like.
All right.
Right? I mean, it sounds like he's on his first lesson, but he is technically playing the piano. Do you think if they aired this video on Russian state TV, they overdubbed him with a real...
No, that's a good question.
To make it sound amazing.
He was at the house of the Chinese president while he was doing it. Just waiting for him. Just passing the time of day. Playing some amazing piano.
How nice that a camera happened to be there to capture that.
Weird.
That's
strange.
Released
that to the world. Well, it's a real honor for us to have the great Vladimir Putin on the show, and he joins us via phone from Moscow right now. Hello, Mr. President.
Oh,
what's happening here? Hi, Kevin and Bean Show here. What are we listening to, sir?
You are Kevin and Bean. You caught me while she's sitting at my piano.
You sound a lot better than you sounded in the home of the president of China.
Yes, well, Chinese piano was out of tune.
It was a little out of tune, yeah.
Oh, I see. So it was their bad.
I'm here in good Russian piano now.
I see. I got you.
Which sounds like choir of angels singing.
Right.
I got to tell you, you sound very accomplished right now, Mr. President.
I am quite good at piano.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And as Kevin mentioned, you're very good at hockey, too?
It's funny you mentioned that. I'm currently playing piano while I'm playing hockey.
Well, you can't do both at the same time.
Maybe you can do both at the same time.
I see. Okay.
I am actually playing piano and scoring goals.
You just scored. Oh,
I have pianoed one at ice. I have hockey net at the other set of ice.
I see.
It's kind of amazing all the things that you are good at.
I'm quite talented in many different areas. This is true. There's no way to deny I am quite superhuman.
Right.
Now, I've never been to Russia. It looks like a very cold country. Why are you so often seen on horseback with no shirt on?
Cold does not bother me. I am not bothered like little men by different temperatures.
Right.
When people like you, flabby American men, go out, you have to, I'm so chilly, I must put on so many clothing. Not me. I am enjoying all the time the nature every time I'm getting. Oh, speaking of nature, hello, bear.
What?
Good to see you, little bear, my bear friend.
What?
We'll undertake you, and then, there, you're down on ground, bear.
Did you just wrestle a bear to the ground?
Not only wrestled, I conquered the bear.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
That's impressive.
Now I will box an elephant. Come here.
Why would you want to hit an elephant?
Uppercut. Knockout. Last jaw, elephant.
Why are you in a situation where there is a bear and an elephant at a hockey rink with a piano?
Well, she's a place of many natural wonders.
I see.
You're playing hockey one moment, then next thing you know comes elephant out of locker room.
I wouldn't have expected that. Oh. Is that you playing the banjo?
I am, yes. I'm also picking and grinning.
Wow, both.
Every banjo. You know, Russian invented banjo.
I was not aware of that.
I didn't know that either.
Yes. Billy Joe Babadovich.
Nope. Really?
Yes, it was.
Oh
get
no.
Get back, lion. I will stop you with my shirtless attack and my... You have no chance of taking me in any way, shape, or form. For I am Vladimir Putin. You will bow before me, lion. Thank you.
That was a lion. Wow.
What's lion? He was looking for elephant. At the ice rink. Pool.
What?
Pool.
You skeet shooting?
Pool. Yes. Taking up dissidents. And so, I must bid you goodbye for now.
What's up?
What's that?
I am going into space.
Oh. Wow.
I am going to Mars. I'll see you in a week.
In a week? That's very impressive, Mr. President.
That's
Russian aircraft for you. We are amazing.
It sounds like it.
I am waving out the portal window of spaceship.
Okay. Bye-bye, sir.
Goodbye. Okay.
You were listening to the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ-FM. It's the best of Kevin and Bean. The boys are on vacation, but that doesn't slow us down here at the station. We got to keep moving forward. Life is for the living. That's why we're going to take a look at last night's Bachelorette episode with the Bachelorette Report.
Well, his name is Ralph Garman, and he loves the Bachelorette. Yeah. With Petra's Papa Dick, he's always watching it. Yeah. Watching dumb dudes without any regrets. It's the report on the Bachelorette.
Ow! And, of course, this would not be possible without my good friend and co-host of the Petros and Money Show on AM 570 LA Sports, Petros Papadakis.
What's poppin', Ralph? How are you?
Good morning, Mr. Petros. How you doing, sir?
I'm here, pot roast Papadakis.
We are in the home stretch, as it were, P, as we get down to the end of Rachel's journey throughout The Bachelorette.
Now, come clean on this, Ralph. I know you're generally positive, and I have tried to be more positive this year, and I hope you've noticed.
I have, and we appreciate it, sir.
That being said, this time of The Bachelorette, when most of the conflict is gone and it's all romance and deep conversation about life, can become a little tedious.
These are the dog days of The Bachelorette, sir.
Thank you.
Yes,
thank
absolutely. You. This is, I noticed last night we're getting into the grind now between now. Well, hopefully hometown dates will give us a little bit of drama. It looks like there's some to be had between the families of the fellows she's going to visit and even her own family. So I'm hoping for more drama between now and the end when that final rose is handed out. But I think you're right. We're missing out on some of the joy, that's for sure.
Well, one of the dads is a swami.
Yes, he is. He has a full-blown turban and everything. We'll talk about that next week. Let's talk about this week's, though, where the remaining six bachelors vying for Rachel's heart were in the city of romance, Geneva, Switzerland. Of course, when you think of love and romance, you think of the Swiss, don't you?
No, you think of watches and chocolate and
yeah.
Bags.
Speaking of watches, Brian was on a one-on-one date with Rachel, and they went to the Breitling store there, and boy, those watches looked nice, didn't they? So much so. I think, what are they, running about 50 grand a piece, those Breitling watches?
Yeah, and Rachel went in there acting all hard like she was Madonna buying a watch for Carlos Leon.
She pulled Brian aside, and here she is gifting him with a super expensive watch.
Well, you've sold us.
I know.
Like, we're going to get these. I'm getting this for you.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding.
You're kidding me right now.
No, I swear. We're going to take these. I'll take this one. You'll take that one.
Okay. Are you serious right now?
I'm not playing.
Wow. That Rachel would drop that kind of money on Brian on their date.
You know, I'm pretty sure, Ralph, that it was a trade between putting Breitling on national TV in the U.S. on the network and the watches.
What? You think there was some sort of remuneration for that promotional plug they got?
I don't think Neil Lane comes on for free either.
So anyway, Brian's talking to our girl Rachel, and he's talking about his last prior important significant relationship, and turns out things went south. Not because he had any conflict with this girl, but, well, I'll let Brian tell you the reason.
We come back from that trip. I thought everything was cool. And a couple days later, she calls me. She's like, all right, we got to talk. And she tells me that she's breaking up with me because of my mom.
Breaking up with him because of his mom.
Well, you know, some women really hate their boyfriend's mom. And sometimes it can become a real source of conflict and a problem. You know,
but he's like 37 years old. He's a grown ass man. Don't you just take that relationship by the horns and say, look, this is me. This is our relationship. That's my parents. That's my mom over there. Let's not get them too confused.
Some men cannot say no to their mother.
Mm.
My mother drinks gin and I cannot say no to her. I always bring over a nice handle of Tanqueray whenever I come home. It's like throwing a bone at a dog.
Kind of lubricates the situation a little bit. Is that what you're saying?
Alcohol is the lubricant of conversation.
Next in the 101 was Dean. Dean and Rachel, they had a very romantic day. What's more romantic than a day at church?
But I've never been to Catholic Mass right. before, and it's going to be in French. Do you speak French?
No.
Okay.
No, he barely speaks English. This is a day in a Catholic Mass. Neither of them is Catholic, and it's all done in French.
But it's pretty.
But it's not a romantic date, P.
Well, it's not romantic, but it is a romantic setting. I'll tell you what's not romantic. Dean has a hammerhead shark-like look. He's got veneers, and his eyes are, like, really far on the side of his head. I mean, so he's got those teeth, and the eyes are super far apart. And his dad is a swami, Ralph.
We'll get to that next week when we meet the dad. But Dean strikes me as a guy who's got a little bit of brain trauma. Like he got hit too hard playing football or something.
Thanks a lot. You know that happened to me.
I'm just saying, he seems to me as a guy who perhaps has a little dysfunction up there in the brain pan.
Or maybe his dad's a swami.
All right. Then we went on to the group date. First, Pete, I won't even talk about Peter. Peter's so damn boring with his gap tooth and his Michael Strahan teeth. I don't want to talk about him. But the group date.
She doesn't have a gap tooth?
Yeah, they do. They have that in common. But the group date with Eric and Matt and Adam on the boat.
Well, Matt and Adam have a better chance of becoming the next Milli Vanilli than they do of getting a freaking rose.
I beg to differ, sir, because Adam does not accept the word difficult. He does not live by that word. He doesn't like that word. He doesn't cotton to it. He doesn't accept the restrictions of the word difficult. He sees things as an opportunity. I'll have him tell you.
When I read this card, only word that stands out to me is the word difficult. That's a word I don't like a lot. I've never lived by that word my whole life. I see this as an opportunity of, like, shining.
Yes.
Just shining the way I have been from the get-go.
He's going to shine. He's going to shine. He won't be restrained by your word difficult.
You know, on the subtitles, I was watching that because I had the subtitles on, and instead of the actual words, it just said, white guy makes speech.
He did indeed. When they all got together, he went back to the well and once again started talking about how this date was supposed to be difficult, but he's not buying into it.
I was telling these guys when we read the date card that came up last night, it said, tomorrow's decision is going to be difficult. And I look at the word difficult, and I'm like, I don't like that word. Because I don't think anything's difficult. It could be challenging, but it's not difficult.
Listening to you is difficult, sir. Listening to you talk is difficult for me.
She was like, okay, well, we're going to go make...
Well, you know what was difficult? To have him stick around because he got cut, and Matt got cut early on, and it was Eric. Eric was left alone. His name was in her mouth. P?
Yeah, he was left alone. The guy from Baltimore, right?
Yeah. I think he had a bad upbringing. I got a sense he's like one step away.
Yeah, but at least his dad is not a swami with a house of pillows where nobody sits.
Let the swami go, P.
I can't. You saw that guy. How can you let it go is the most interesting part.
It's a man with a beard and a turban. It's not a big deal.
A huge deal.
We're going to meet Dean's dad, the Swami.
He looked like the genie from Aladdin.
Next week, we will meet Dean's dad, the Swami, who apparently is a very aggressive Swami.
He was swearing.
He was yelling and swearing at Dean. Whatever he's meditating, it's not working for Dean's dad, but we will meet him next week.
He was berating his son about his mother's dad.
Indeed he was. We're down to the final four, and we'll get to meet all the parents of all the four remaining contestants next week. P, please join us, won't you?
How am I going to miss the Swami?
I know you'll be there for that. Thank you, sir. I'll talk to you next week.
Bye, guys.
Watching dumb dudes without any regrets. It's the report on The Bachelorette. Ow!
7:52 in the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ-FM. You listen to the best, Kevin and Bean. While the boys are on vacation, here I am, giving you everything you need to get through your day. Well, if by everything you mean trivial news about entertainment stories, then I got it for you. It's the Showbiz Beat. I want to remind folks, speaking of showbiz, Kevin Smith and I are going to be talking showbiz this Friday night at 10 p.m. Hollywood Babylon's the name of the show. We do it at the Improv on Melrose almost every week there on Friday nights. Friday night, 10 p.m., go to improv.com to get your tickets. Come out, see me and Kevin Smith, and have a drink with me at the bar afterwards. We have a pretty good time. I think you will, too. We'll be talking about this for sure, Squirrel Girl. Oh, I love Squirrel Girl so much. Squirrel Girl is one of the Marvel characters that will be in the new TV series Marvel's New Warriors on the Freedom Network. Six teenagers with powers and abilities on the opposite end of the spectrum of the Avengers who want to make a difference in the world. And, of course, everyone's been talking about Squirrel Girl, one of the most popular superheroes from the Marvel Universe. And now we know who's going to play her. Squirrel Girl has been cast. It's Milana Weintraub.
Yay!
Milana, a friend, we've had her on the show. She, of course, is probably best known to most folks as the AT&T girl in those commercials, but she was also in This Is Us, and she's a very talented and funny actress, and she's going to be playing Squirrel Girl, so I couldn't be happier. Also in the cast, however, we've got Mr. Immortal, who can't die, although he's never actually tried out that power, so not really sure whether he's immortal or not. We have the Night Thrasher. We've got Speedball, who throws balls of energy that go all over the place. We've got Microbe, whose ability is he can talk to germs, which comes in handy, I'm sure. Debris.
I don't know who any of those people are.
Debris is a telekinetic, but she's very low level, so she can only move things that are very light, like a paper cup. So those are your characters from the New Warriors. Can't wait for that show. It's going to be very fun. Tori Amos. It's a name I haven't heard in a while. I'm glad to know she's going back on tour. She's got a new album called Native Invader that's due out on September 8th. And Tori's going to kick off a tour that starts in October in St. Paul, Minnesota. And it's going to wrap up here in Los Angeles, a three-night stand at the Ace Hotel here in L.A. from December 1st through the 3rd. And then the album, as I mentioned, is coming out in September, I think, September 8th. It's their 15th studio album. And I think she's just terrific, by the way. I think she's such a huge talent. Looking forward to hearing that. And speaking of talented singers, I don't know if you remember Haley Reinhardt or not from the American Idol competition, but she was arrested early Saturday morning after she and some other friends of hers were asked to leave a Chicago bar after they allegedly knocked over a table. Well, Haley didn't want to leave, and that's when she punched the bouncer in the head, which she was taken to the police department, and she's got a new album coming out. That's good news in September, but she may not be able to tour because she might be in prison. That's great. Speaking of music and musicians, Foo Fighters are on tour. They did a show in Greece last night, and they premiered a new song like they've been doing throughout this tour. They've been playing live versions of new songs off the forthcoming Concrete and Gold album that'll be due out on September 15th. And so they've been playing, they've been dropping these songs along the way, live versions of their new music that we haven't even heard yet, but the folks at this show in Greece heard the newest song, Arrows, performed live. The audio quality's not great, but you can get a sense of it. I think any chance to hear new Foo's music is worth it, so here's a little taste of their latest song, Arrows. Awesome. Oh, even a crappy cell phone recording of Foo's is better than most music.
Yep.
And here's one of my favorite people in the world. His name is Rodrigo Alves. Rodrigo Alves. You may not know the name, but you've probably seen his pictures in magazines or perhaps on one of those freak show television series they do about bad plastic surgery. He's known as the human Ken doll. He has had multiple surgeries on his face, his entire body, to try to look as much like a Ken doll as possible. Well, sad news. Doctors have warned Rodrigo this week that if he doesn't stop getting plastic surgery, his nose and ears could fall off. That's right. You heard me. Fall off.
That isn't good for you.
He could go from being the human Ken doll to the human Mr. Potato Head. I hope it happens. I know. That's evil of me, but I just think that'd be awesome. That reportedly happened to Michael Jackson, right? Didn't that happen? His nose fell off or something? Wasn't there a rumor at one time that he was missing his nose?
Yeah.
Also another human Ken doll. And Curb Your Enthusiasm's coming back. Oh, cannot wait. The ninth season of Larry David's comedy series on HBO is returning. And now we know why. Because Larry needs more money. No, it's because he's got a brand new bunch of ideas for his show. And he said it's going to return on October 1st. Series has been off the air since 2011, by the way. When asked why he decided to come back, David said, in the immortal words of Julius Caesar, I left, I did nothing, I returned. So all of Larry's co-stars will be returning for season 9. Variety has announced that Jeff Garlin will be back, Cheryl Hines, J.B. Smoove, Susie Essman, and Ted Danson and Mary Steenburgen are also set to appear in the series playing themselves again. So That is great news. All right, let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Richie Sambora, rock and roll guitarist extraordinaire, is 58 years old. Greg Grunberg is 51. John Henson turns 50. Justin Chambers is 47 years old. Michael Rosenbaum is 45. Lil' Kim is 43. Alicia Cara celebrates her 21st birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Pet, not pet, is it a pet?
Not every animal is a pet.
Right.
Not every
that is
animal
correct.
Is meant to be a pet.
Yes, I
Some
agree.
Some are just animals and should
and for
be
lots of
left.
Different reasons. Like a tiger should never be a pet. For
right.
Instance,
correct.
As a perfect example.
Yes.
Okay. Now, this came up because I saw an article that I thought was interesting in the New York Times last week about how popular pet rats are becoming in New York.
Pet rats!
And there are lots. There are lots of people who say, look, New York is infested with dirty, filthy, disease-carrying, awful rats. Why on earth would anyone intentionally have a rat in their home and treat it like a dog?
Very right? different. Very different. New York sewer rats and street rats are very different yeah. from the rats that people have as pets. Rats make great pets, by the way.
Is that right?
That is what is pointed out in this article, is that fancy rats are completely different, and they are much more sociable.
Fancy rats.
They're called fancy rats.
Yeah,
really?
The ones with a monocle?
Yes.
Bow tie.
Bow tie.
No, it's a different kind of breed, and apparently they are sociable, and they are affectionate, and they are intelligent, and they are
Can they roll over and play dead?
And they're – yeah, you can teach them little tricks,
too. You can teach
them
to do almost anything. They're
Is that
incredibly
right?
trainable
incredibly
and smart.
Smart. Yeah. And a lot of people, especially in New York where they have limited square footage, they don't have the room, and it wouldn't be appropriate to have a dog or a cat or an animal that needs a lot of room. You have a rat, and that's what you do. So that's what kind of started this whole discussion. So if we threw that out to the room and we said rat, pet, not pet, what would the ruling be?
Pet.
Pet.
I'd say not pet.
I say pet, too.
All right.
Now, yeah, now what's your reason, Kevin?
Rats.
Because rats.
That's my reason.
Right, but when you just heard that they're smart and affectionate.
I
and
know,
clean,
every animal's like a dog.
Clean and easy to care for. No, it's not like a dog at all. It's just if you have
it's
an apartment and you have limited space, they make for excellent pets.
Mm. You still say no? You still say not pets?
Well, I mean, I am being outvoted, but yeah, I say no pet.
By the way, just so you know, if you have a rat, Ralph, you can go on online, and they have rat hammocks and rat sweaters
right,
and rat
all right.
costumes.
Well, once again, people have to ruin it by making rat clothes.
All right. So I have had hedgehogs as
nope.
pets.
Nope.
Little Murray and Little Miracle.
Nope.
Everything that you can say about a rat, you could also say about a hedgehog.
Nope.
Yeah,
why
no? I think it's a pet.
You can.
Now, why nope?
Because it's not trainable. Your hedgehog's not trainable. It just wants to live in a hedge. That's all it wants to do.
Well,
but they're so cute.
Same with
and
the gerbil.
Wait. Animals can be cute, but not
right,
pets.
Exactly.
Just because they're cute doesn't mean they're a pet.
You're denying Murray and Miracle.
Yes.
Yes.
As being pets.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm with you, Bean. It's a pet.
Thank you, Alec.
The hedgehog is a wild rodent that has no business being in your home.
But can't you argue that a rat is a wild rodent?
No, because the fancy ones are bred to be domesticated pets. Was this a fancy hedgehog? No, it's just a goddamn hedgehog.
There's
one
so
they found on the side of the road.
Denied.
All right. I also have had four different millipedes as pets.
Nope. You're the worst.
No pet.
Not a
pet.
Not a pet.
I had Ahmed, who you remember you met, Kevin. You met Ahmed.
Not a pet.
I had Zeke, and then I had two named Jane. So I had four millipedes.
Wow, you're a lazy namer. You named two of your four the exact same
two
thing.
Two millipedes because, with the same name.
Come on. Try.
It's a long story.
At least try.
Pet, not pet for millipedes.
Not pet. Not pet. Is it a pet?
Not pet.
Not pet.
Not pet.
Not pet.
Freaking bug.
Not
but
pet.
That you try and get rid of if they're in your home or garden.
Exactly. Not pet.
But
not
I
pet.
Loved them.
You can love them. It's not a pet.
Not pet.
All right. Let's try Dylan Rancho Santa Margarita, please. Line one here on the Kevin and Bean Show for Pet Not Pet.
Hey, Dylan.
Hi.
Hi there. What do you have?
What do you got?
I have an alligator snapping turtle.
Not pet.
Is your distinction, Ralph, whether it is friendly and intelligent enough to be trained, and that's why you're saying no on the turtle?
Yes. Any animal that hates you is not a good pet,
no
in my opinion. And snapping turtles, all they want to do is bite you. That's their nature.
I had a
scorpion. Oh, I have a great pet scorpion. No, you don't, because it wants to sting you and it wants you to die.
So are you – by the way, I had pet turtles too. Are you ruling out all large snakes then? Like you can't have a boa constrictor as a snake because it could kill you?
Hmm.
How about a boa constrictor?
Stumped.
Pet? Not pet.
I mean, a lot of people have them as pets.
A lot of people have them and love them.
Well, if you keep a boa constrictor fed, though, I don't think it's inherently aggressive or hostile, is it?
I think you're right, yeah.
I don't believe it. Unless it's hungry, I don't think it's going to go for
it. So we're going pet on that one.
I think all snakes are, most snakes are pets, yeah.
All right, so you'll allow it.
Pet, not pet. Is it a pet?
Hey, Eric.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
What do you got?
I got a possum.
Nope.
A possum.
Possum.
Hey, possums hate people, don't they?
Yes.
No. She's adorable.
We didn't say she's not adorable. We said she hates people, doesn't she?
What is your pet interaction like with your possum? What's your possum's name, by the way?
Baby.
Baby. You ever put her in a corner?
No, Ralph. You go straight to hell.
I mean, do you play with her?
No, because she lays there, B. She just lays there pretending to be dead and wanting to be left alone.
Yeah. I ride around on my bike. She rides on my shoulder. She goes everywhere with me. She's cool.
You're the guy riding his bike with a possum on his shoulder.
Why not get a unicycle? Why not really go for it?
That guy? Oh, yeah. Were they out of parrots?
Well, people trip out. People trip out.
Yeah, because it's not really a pet.
Right. They're tripping out because, like, wow, he has a wild animal on his shoulder. Someone help him.
All right. What's the ruling on possum, you guys?
No.
I mean, no.
Not a pet.
Not a pet.
Right.
Sorry.
Friend there.
Eric, he's a captive.
Thank you for the call. All right, how about this?
I would much rather be in a tree, not on your shoulder.
Don't you want to see him riding a bike with it?
I totally do.
If we could,
send us a picture.
Eric, send it.
All right. I know this is going to be tough for you guys, but let's go to Samantha in Paramount. Line 3. You know I have very strong feelings on this.
This isn't tough for us at all.
I want to get a ruling on this.
Hey, Samantha.
And you better be right.
Hey, guys.
Hi. We're playing Pet Not Pet.
Pet Not Pet. Is it a pet?
So I have a pet pig, and his name is Louie.
Nope.
Like,
it was me applauding. Yes, of course a pig is a pet.
Lunch, not lunch.
How big is the pig?
He's about a medium dog, maybe about 50 pounds.
Super cute.
Well, Hold on, we're not cute.
We're not asking cute or not cute.
Total pet. Look,
I mean, I can feed him a pizza. I can feed him enchiladas. He even has a bacon-wrapped dog, and he loved it.
Yeah,
never, ever, ever give your pig bacon.
Bacon-wrapped
cool.
dog.
You made him a
cannibal.
That's hilarious.
No.
You make him play football?
I'm trying to find a home for him. He's digging
Why
up
are you trying
yard.
To find a home for him if he's such a great pet?
Because he's digging up all my plants.
Yeah, why? Because it's a wild animal.
I saved him from being bacon.
Ralph, do not.
You kept him from his proper destiny.
Give your pig away because of your stupid yard, by the way. You're his family.
Right.
Do not do that.
Not family, Bean.
It is.
You're not
She's
his family.
She's
a human being. He's a pig, and he's digging up stuff because that's what pigs do. They snort and snuffle and dig stuff up.
So what are we saying for pet, not pet?
100% pet.
Not pet.
100%.
There you go, he's a pet.
Belongs on a farm.
Bean, you're alone on that one.
How dare you?
Belongs in a BLT. That's where it belongs.
All right, let's do one more. Let's make it Pete in Woodland Hills. Let's close on something we can all agree on.
All right. Hi, Pete.
How you doing, guys?
Good.
So when I was in college, we used to have those really big cockroaches that would come up at night out of the elevator system.
Holy God. It's a horror movie. What college did you go to?
Sounds like the worst college ever.
Was that Trump University?
It could have been.
Did you consider them pets?
It was sort of more mascots. We would just tack them up on the board, and they would live for, like, months at a time.
Tack them up on the board?
You would just torture them.
No, I mean, they are cockroaches.
Right.
But they don't need to be tacked up onto a board. You don't. That's still awful.
You're
Get off my phone. Ralph brought us the big news earlier this week that Hank Williams Jr. is returning to Monday Night Football. He was fired 6 years ago from doing the Monday Night Football theme song on ESPN, which is all my rowdy friends are coming over
all
tonight, right?
All my rowdy friends are coming over tonight.
And for folks that was it.
That was it. Thank you.
That was close, yeah.
Thank you.
For folks who don't know, Hank Williams Jr. is a country music legend, one of the biggest names in country music. Not as popular as he once was, but he had dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of hits, and he's won every award there is to win. And he was very popular. He did that for over 20 years. He did that Monday Night Football theme song. Then he started getting political, and I think you know that sometimes that bites you, right?
Almost all the time.
He did an interview with Fox and Friends. He had a couple of controversial statements. One of them was...
It'd be like Hitler playing golf with Netanyahu.
All right, that was his reference to talking about President Obama at the time golfing with the Speaker of the House, John Boehner. And he was, so he was comparing one of them to Netanyahu and one of them to Hitler. And I'm just going to give you this piece of advice. When you go on TV and you bring up Hitler, you always lose.
Yes. Keep Hitler out your mouth.
Right. Yes. He also said,
you know, they're the enemy. They're the enemy.
That was talking about Obama and Biden. He had more to say about the president and vice president at the time.
Obama and Biden. Are you kidding? The Three Stooges.
So a lot of people at the time.
Very bad at math.
Put that on a shirt. Trouble with the math. Yeah. A lot of people at the time said, look, and everybody has a different tolerance for how much politics they want in their football. But they were like, look, we don't want to hear from this guy with what he's got to say. It's like people don't want to listen to Ted Nugent any records anymore because all he ever talked about was hanging Obama or shooting Obama, right? So he got fired. Hank Williams Jr. lost the job. After 20-some years, he lost the job. So shocking, I thought, announcement. Why stir up this controversy and go back to it? But ESPN has announced that they are rehiring Hank Williams Jr., and they have already filmed a new theme song that they're going to be debuting this season. I hope there will be some happy people on Monday night again. It feels natural, fulfilling, and satisfying at this point when you've kind of done it all, Hank Williams Jr. told USA Today. So we asked, hey, if he's doing media, let's get the Country Music Hall of Famer Hank Williams Jr. on the show with us, and maybe we can talk to him about some of the thought process that went into this and what's going to be different going forward. Hey, Hank, how are you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah to you. Well, how welcome you to the Kevin and Bean Show.
We're good.
Glad to hear it.
How are you doing?
I could not be happier.
So was this a surprise to you, or is this something that you have been working on behind the scenes for a long time?
I've got to tell you, I was surprised when I got the phone call, but I'll tell you, I'm just happy to be back at it because I loved it. Love football, love the NFL, love Monday Night Football, and happy to be back doing it again.
Well, that's great. So it's going to be you would constantly update the lyrics, change things from season to season. What are you doing? What do you have in mind for 2017?
Yeah, I'm working on a new one right now.
Oh, great.
And I tell you, it's so exciting. And I'm just looking forward to leaving all the past behind us. You know, there was a lot of controversy. Some people say I was fired. I said I was quit.
Okay.
When they told me not to come in no more. But I learned my lesson. Look, even an old dog who's got fleas can check out once in a while and get a new fresh collar on him and then make sure that none of the frogs are following him.
All right,
is that the saying?
I don't know if that's a saying.
But I'm just saying, learn my lesson.
Right, okay, good.
I'm going to keep it on track, and I think the new songs are going to reflect that.
Politics, right? No, you're going to leave that out.
It's all about NFL. But having a good time. My rowdy friends are partying again.
All right.
Okay.
So I'm working on here's a couple versions. Some football. Tell your daddy and your mama we can finally party again. We got rid of Obama.
I don't see it. That seems political.
Why bring that up? Why mention that?
That's just current events.
Yeah, but again, that doesn't have to be part of the song.
Well, people need to know it's current.
I mean, people know what happened with the presidency, I feel like.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Let me try this one.
Okay.
Football. Celebrate with whiskey, beer, and gin.
All right.
We can all have a good time. Now that the White House is white again.
Asking for it, hey.
Don't understand. What's the problem?
Don't put that on. The White House was always white.
Come on. I disagree on that one.
I feel like you're being quite insensitive, and that's going to be a problem.
I think you people are missing the point.
Okay.
Monday Night Football's back.
Right.
So
we're down with that.
Right. All right, try this one.
All right, one more.
Are you ready for some football? Kick back and relax. We're all back together again, although a lot of the players are black.
I mean, hey.
What?
Good Lord.
You need to go to some kind of training.
I've been through training.
Some kind of sensitivity training.
As good as I get.
Oh, no.
Yesterday after the show, I brought up a podcast that I have just recently been introduced to called the Sleep With Me podcast. And the shriek that came out of Allie's mouth. Now, I couldn't talk to her about it yesterday because she refuses to speak with me unless she's being paid, and we weren't on the air. So I had to save it for today.
It's true.
Why the visceral reaction when I mentioned the Sleep With Me podcast?
So I have bouts of insomnia, and I was having a real bad few weeks. And a friend of mine said, hey, I listened to this podcast, and it really does calm me down. It's just maybe it's something that'll work for you. But warning, other friends I've introduced this to have not talked to me again. I'm like, what could be so bad about this podcast? And then I listened to it, and I had the exact opposite of wanting to sleep. I wanted to murder this guy.
You wanted to murder him,
yes.
Like I said, I didn't know about it until recently, and I had the same reaction to him, is I wanted to find out where he lives. His name is Drew Ackerman. He goes by Scooter on the podcast. And he is 500 episodes in on the Sleep With Me podcast. And what's remarkable to me about it is that I don't know how long it is. It looks like it's probably about an hour and a half. I don't know. No one's ever gotten to the end of it. I assume you either go to sleep or you drive yourself crazy listening to it. But it's an hour and a half, 500 episodes worth of him just telling the most boring, rambling stories you've ever heard in your life in a way that to me, and maybe it's just because we do this job and we're used to having to be on point as much as we try to anyway. And, you know, we're very limited patience with callers that don't get to the point. And this guy, the whole intention of this podcast is to ramble.
Yeah.
He's trying to get you to not be interested in what he's saying, and he's very successful at that.
Yes, very little inflection to the voice, just very droning. Makes you want to maybe stab yourself in the face.
Yes, I'm glad we're giving these disclaimers because I'm about to play some of Scooter's podcast here, and I want to make sure you know you're wide awake. You got that coffee, you got the window down, whatever you need to do to make sure no one falls asleep behind the wheel. But apparently, there's big business in these sorts of podcasts. His is the only one that is essentially for adults, bedtime stories, I guess is what you might call it. There's a bunch of them for kids. People have used a peaceful noise playlist is one thing that's called, where they just put together like soothing sounds. There's also white noise podcasts that some people find helpful to try to go to sleep to. And then there's that whole category of the ASMR, and we've talked about those before. Those are the whisper people that basically fall asleep.
No!
So there's those too. But this is the only guy doing what he does, and it was so hard for me to pull a clip because, you know, usually you go to something for audio and you're, well, what's the most interesting part? There's none of it that's interesting.
Oh, man.
So let's enjoy. He's talking about what he's going to be doing on the podcast. And he's talking about, in this particular episode, he's talking about an episode of Star Trek The Next Generation and something that a doctor said on the show. And it just gets him to just ramble about that. Let's hear a little bit of Scooter.
Unbelievable episode with Dr. Crusher. And during the day, you probably want to watch it at some point. Tonight you say, well, it was a little bit like a delusion in a dream. No, is there a physical... This podcast, I don't know if there needs to be a physical, measurable something to it. Yeah, but this, you know, phenomenon.
Are you already out?
Can you measure delusion? Because if you could, I probably... I don't have a lot of world records. In fact, I have zero. But if you were measuring it, you say, what's the world record for a stack of delusion within one's brain? this does happen when I call Guinness, you know, the world record hotline.
What?
Well, luckily, someone rerouted it to someone that I pay. It's still 1-900. Is it still 1-900 number? It's still getting billed for this 1-900 Guinness World Records.
And it's so stream of consciousness that every time he thinks of something that takes him off into another direction, rather than do what the natural impulse as a human is to try to get your audience to remain interested, you avoid that and stay on the road, right? This guy just goes off in every possible direction, and it doesn't matter how long it takes because, again, the whole point of the podcast is to make you fall asleep.
Right.
I'm telling you, we start a rival Sleep With Me podcast, and Beer Mug hosts it.
That's a great idea.
I think we get a piece of this business.
Sure.
Look, we've all had conversations with Beer Mug where we feel exactly like we feel when we listen to this dude, right?
Absolutely.
Feel it still. Hey! Oh, that song needs the dreaded double clap. Song of the summer for me. Song of the summer. It is the world famous K-Rock. You're listening to 1.6. What? 106.7 KROQ FM. It's the best of Kevin and Bean, as you can tell. Things are a little slack around here. A little sloppy.
sloppier than usual because the boys are out of town, so we're having a bit of a house party here while they're gone. It's your old radio pal Ralph here with the Showbiz Beat. I want to remind you that Friday night, 10 p.m. at the Improv on Melrose, Kevin Smith and I are once again doing our a little show we like to call Hollywood Babylon. Why don't you come on out and spend some time with us? We have a pretty good time. You can go to improv.com to get your tickets, see me and Kevin Smith take the stage and talk about all things showbiz, like the fact that Kermit the Frog is no longer with us. Well, the guy who does the voice is no longer with us. And by no longer with us, I mean he quit. His name is Steve Whitmire, and he has done the voice of Kermit since the death of Jim Henson. He's leaving the show. He's going to be replaced by a guy named Matt Vogel, whose first appearance will be heard in the Muppets Thought of the Week video next week. So give it a listen. See what you think of the new guy. It's a lot of pressure, I think. First of all, I guess it's more pressure to take over for Jim Henson.
Yeah.
So Steve Whitmire had the biggest load to bear. But I think Matt Vogel still. You're taking over Kermit, one of the most distinctive voices in the world. A lot of pressure. We have a little sample, I think, of him.
Hello, I'm Kermit the Frog. I love Miss Piggy.
Oh, I think
like Elmo.
That guy's in trouble. I think he's.
I think Dave's Ray Romano is closer to Kermit.
Hi, Kermit the Frog here. Hey,
how come I never get the auditions for these gigs?
Come on,
I could have done that. It's ridiculous. We were just talking about Jessica Simpson yesterday about how dumb she is. About how we met her on a set of Newlyweds, that TV show that ran for 3 seasons on MTV with her and her then-husband, Nick Lachey. We were just talking yesterday on her birthday about how dumb she was. Do we have that clip of her talking about chicken of the sea?
I do. Here it is.
Is this chicken what I have or is this fish? I know it's tuna, but it says chicken by the sea. That's stupid. What? Don't make fun of me right now. I'm not in the mood.
Yeah, because you've never had tuna before.
I've had tuna fish, like, sandwiches and stuff like this.
Baby, you and I have eaten tuna like this before.
Why is it called chicken by the sea or in the sea?
Chicken of the sea is the brand.
Oh.
You know, because a lot of people eat tuna. It's like a lot of people eat chicken. So it's like the chicken of the sea.
Okay, I understand that. I read it wrong.
Now, we have to give Nick Lachey, I think, a lot of credit for never smothering her with a pillow at any point in their relationship. But we were just talking about that yesterday, and Sue Kolinsky, her name may not ring a bell, but she was the producer of that show. And she talked about an interview yesterday that she knew, even on the set, that that relationship would never last. She said Jessica Simpson and Nick Lachey were very different people, and you could feel the tension on the set. They had just gotten married when they were doing that show. She said Nick was a very low-key, blue-collar guy, and Jessica Simpson had excessive tastes even then and was truly naive. That was no act. But hell, she was not the sharpest knife in the drawer. So that ran for 3 seasons on MTV. They divorced in 2006, so she said she saw it coming. I think we all did, quite frankly. There is a stage musical version of the 1997 Disney animated film Hercules in the works. Apparently, composer Alan Menken told the Orange County Register, "I have a strong belief, like Newsies, Hercules is going to have a moment that will surprise people." One of Alan's songs from the movie Go the Distance was nominated for an Oscar. Now, Hercules wasn't a smash hit, but look, anything Disney touches turns to gold. So I think if they do a stage version, people will go. But it's not like Little Mermaid or one of those massive successes. However, like you said, Newsies was not a big hit as a movie either, but it was a great hit when they put it on stage, so I bet you they'll make it work. Here's some good news. Tori Amos is coming back. She's got a new album called Native Invader that's going to be out in September on the 8th. And she's kicking off a 27-date U.S. tour starting in October in St. Paul, Minnesota. And a wrap-up here in Los Angeles at the Ace Hotel in Los Angeles from September 1st through the 3rd are the dates of that show. I will be there for sure. I think she's super talented. So looking forward to having Tori Amos back in my life. And I'm also looking forward to this new series on Freeform. Freeform Network used to be known as ABC Family, but they are got a new show called Marvel's New Warriors. It's the name of the show. It's a half-hour comedy series, a superhero comedy show. Now, they have not fared well, famously. That Powerless one over on NBC did not do so well. But this one is going to be about six teenagers with powers and abilities on the opposite end of the spectrum of the Avengers, but still want to make a difference in the world. And here's your lineup for Marvel's New Warriors. We've got Mr. Immortal, the guy who allegedly can't die, tried out that power. Well, I could say that.
Right?
I'm immortal, too. The Night Thrasher. He is a shameless self-promoter, an entrepreneur, but who also deeply believes in justice. Sound like a, excuse me, like a Batman parody there. Speedball throws kinetic balls of energy that are completely out of control. Microbe, my favorite so far, whose ability is he can talk to germs that can tell him where you've been, what you ate, and who you've hung out with. And then Debris is a low-level telekinetic who can move things, but they have to be very, very light, like a paper cup. And then, of course, there's Squirrel Girl.
Yay!
We love Squirrel Girl, and we love the name of the actress who has been tapped to play that coveted role, Milana Weintraub, our friend from the AT&T commercials. You know her. Who's also on This Is Us. She has been tapped to play Squirrel Girl, and we couldn't be more pleased because she's terrific. Now, let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Richie Sambora is 58 years old today. Greg Grunberg, Grunny. By the way, if you've never seen Big Ass Spider.
So good.
So good. You owe it to yourself. Greg Grunberg and my buddy Lombardo Boyer star in this film about, as you can imagine, a big ass spider that tries to take over Los Angeles. He's 51 years old today. John Henson, not to be confused with Jim Henson we were just talking about. This is John Henson, who is often confused with me, but not to be confused with Jim Henson. 50 years old today. Justin Chambers is 47. Michael Rosenbaum, 45. Lil' Kim is 43 years old. Alicia Cara turned 21 today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
I'm a big fan of the work of the late Dickie Goodman. You may not know the name, but he invented the what they called the break-in record. Starting in 1959, he did a very popular song about flying saucers when that was all the rage in America. And then he went on and had a long career of 20 years or something like that. He did songs about the energy crisis and about Batman and about Christmas and whatever was hot. Star Wars, whatever was hot, he would do a song about it. And I guess, Rob, would you agree, is probably Dickie Goodman's best-known song is Mr. Jaws, right?
It was a phenomenon. It was a top 10 hit, and it wasn't really even a song. It was just a guy talking to music clips.
In what year? What year was this?
1970. Well, what year was Jaws? 74?
74.
Yeah, so that's when it came out, and it was, as Ralph mentioned, a big, big hit. And here's a little bit of what it sounded like. So this is Dickie Goodman, and then he asks a question, then he takes a current hit at the time and edits it in the answer. And it sounds a little cheesy now, but remember, there wasn't like a YouTube and places like that. This was kind of cutting edge at the time. So here's what Mr. Jaws sounded like.
We are here on the beach where a giant shark has just eaten a girl swimmer. Well, Mr. Jaws, how was it? And what did she say when you grabbed her?
Please, mister, please.
So every single answer is a snippet from a top 40 song of the era.
I know sharks are stupid, but what did you think when you took that first bite?
How sweet it is.
Mr. Jaws, before you swim out to sea, have you anything else to say? With me now is the local sheriff, Sheriff Brody.
So that's
the sheriff will be back for lunch.
So that's that's Mr. Jaws.
How dare you interrupt Dickie Goodman?
Come on,
the shark's going to be back for lunch. We have Ty Bean, Sheriff Brody. How do you feel about that shark?
All right, we can play a little more if you want it.
Yes. What do you intend to do?
Make a little dance. Get down tonight.
Just arriving is oceanographer Matt Hooper.
Oh, good.
Sir, if someone is attacked by a shark, what should they do?
Do the hands up.
We are going aboard the fishing boat of Captain Quint. Captain, will you be able to catch this giant shark?
I will.
Thank you, Captain. Captain, when you catch one of these sharks, what do you feel like?
Like a rhinestone cowboy.
We've just sighted the shark again. He's coming straight for us.
The shark.
Captain Quint is shouting something at him.
Get your baby one of these nights.
Hey, Jaws, the captain says he's going to catch you. What do you think of that? Uh-oh, here he comes again.
Uh-oh, here he comes again.
The shark is coming right for us. They've hit him. Mr. Jaws, why doesn't anything seem to hurt you?
Big boys don't cry.
He's coming right onto the boat. Mr. Jaws, why are you grabbing my hand?
Wouldn't you give your hand to a friend?
No, wait. Mr. Jaws, That's not the way this record is supposed to end. Help! Help!
Right?
Oh.
Guys, now that I hear it again and hear all the songs, it must have been 75 when that came out.
So Dickie Goodman goes on, does a bunch more songs like that, and then tragically commits suicide in 1989. So that's how his story ends. Okay,
you
so.
You didn't need that, man.
I'm just saying, man. How about leaving that part out? We're trying to have fun here.
That was Beans.
That was honestly. For God's sake.
It really was.
Why don't you tell us how he did it?
Now, the reason all this is being brought up.
No, we're out of time.
No. Juice.
We don't get off till 10. We have a long time. So Bean was leaving a radio station, WOHN, and Bean made his own version of this song.
No.
Yes, he did.
No. Allie,
he made a Dickie Goodman-esque tribute song to himself.
No.
Yes.
And the fact that he was leaving the radio station.
And about himself.
Right.
Uh-huh.
As someone else. Bean,
when was this?
This was 1980.
Being once again on the cutting edge of pop culture, to go after Dickie Goodman and do a parody of a parody.
I was leaving WHN, which it was with Herndon, Virginia. It was a 1,000-watt AM daytime radio station.
And what shift did you work?
I don't remember,
okay,
to tell you the truth. Some daytime shift. So anyway, so I'm leaving, and I think I was getting a job in Washington, D.C. at the time. So I was leaving the little suburban D.C. station to go up to Washington, D.C. And I don't know why. I have no memory of actually putting this together. We just happen to still have the tape. Somehow it came up yesterday, and we realized Allie had never heard it, and we thought it's been a long time since we played it, so maybe some of our other listeners would enjoy it. But I honestly don't remember making it. But I can't say I'm proud of it, what I hear today.
This is Bean, and this is the best thing you'll ever hear.
Today we're interviewing WOHN announcer Gene Baxter, who in a surprise press conference Friday afternoon announced his plans to leave the radio station. Excuse me, Mr. Baxter.
Just keep talking, mama. I like it.
Sir, why did you decide to leave WOHN?
Know that it's time for a cool change.
All right, can you stop for 1 second? I will say, if I can compliment myself, though,
sir,
I was able to capture the dynamic energy of Dickie Goodman.
Sir,
the interview style.
And why are you doing that voice?
Sir, why did you decide to leave the station?
He says to himself. Gene Baxter is leaving the radio station. Tell me, Mr. Baxter, how did he feel when you told him that?
I can't imagine why.
Why are you doing a cartoon turtle?
Why would I have ever heard that go, nailed it?
Yes, and then what happened when you said that?
How long have you been working with the radio station?
Longer than there have been fishes in the ocean.
I see. Well, what did the management have to say when you told them you wanted to leave?
Stay for just a while.
I see.
So tell me, when did that happen?
You should have got into acting. You really can emote.
Right?
Anything else?
It's my favorite part.
I'm out of interstitial dialogue.
I have another clip, but I don't have a question.
I don't really quite know how to shoehorn this in here, so I'll just say, anything else?
Anything else?
I guess you're leaving was meant to be.
And what did you reply to that?
We're really out of time.
That's the magic.
Busy show.
Talk over this. Let it work. Let it breathe. Let it do its work, Bean.
Well, Mr. Baxter, do you think this will be a good move for your career? I seem to recall that you worked at the radio station before. Why did you leave then?
I seem to recall that you used to work here before. What happened with that? Why'd you leave? Why'd you come back?
Okay, then why did you come back? Hey, then why did you come back?
Once it's never ended.
It's a very confusing timeline.
Hey,
it's a very confusing timeline for the listeners, though.
Hey, bad man, stop talking.
So you used to be here, then you left. Then why did you come back, and then why did you go again?
Can you give us a hint, sir, as to what you'll be doing now? How about just what kind of job will you be after?
How about just that?
How about just one more clip
that doesn't really fit in?
Come on.
How about just what kind of job will you be after? Sir, as you left WOHN Friday afternoon, did you have any final words?
Though we're going our separate ways, there can only be brighter days.
Thank you, sir, for your time.
Oh, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, there it is.
Thank you for your time, sir.
Now I think I know why Dickie Goodman committed suicide.
If I could recap quickly for you the Zero Club and how that came about. I usually run out of really, really low on gas before I fill back up. So I took a picture of my thing saying one distance to empty, 1 mile. Mm-hmm. And then the next week, distance to empty, 0 miles, and set new personal record. And then Beans started making fun of me. And then everybody started calling and saying, hey, I do that, I do that, I do that. And the Zero Club was born.
Yeah. I found out that there are more people who do it your way than do it the right way.
Right.
Which is shocking.
Which is shocking because my way is the wrong way.
But you literally started a movement, Kevin.
I sort of just accidentally stumbled onto something everybody else was already doing.
And you were very clear. I have to give Kevin a lot of credit. It's not like Kevin is saying it's the way to go. You
right.
You almost immediately hashtagged it, that's no way to live
a life. This is no way to live your life.
Right. But people still do it.
Yes. And it's still in my timeline of Twitter. I still have every third one is a picture of somebody's dashboard.
And sometimes they're doing it like on the road to Vegas, where if they do run out of gas, it's 40 miles to find the next gas.
Or it's pouring rain. I'm like, duh, well, you're making terrible decisions.
They got their kids in the car. Like, what are you doing?
So we got an Afro call that I would like to play for you now.
Oh, all right.
From Nicole, who works here at K-Rock with us.
Hi, guys. This is Miss Nicole Alvarez. So, you know that Zero Club, that 0 mile club thing that you guys have going? Well, I am a proud member, but now when I have no gas, instead of stopping to get gas, I'm like, oh, look, I'm part of the 0 mile club. So on the way home from work, my car started putt-putting. I am now sitting on the side of Santa Monica and Hudson, completely and totally dead with no gas. And my dilemma is, do I call a Lyft and go to a gas station and buy a gas tank and then come back? Do I call AAA and waste that? Or do I wake one of you a-holes up and make you come get me because this is all your freaking fault?
Fail. Epic fail.
By the way, part of the Zero Club is not running out of gas.
So
Nicole?
Nicole.
You ran out of gas, and then you decided you were going to blame it on us.
Well, here's what's even sicker, is that before I called for help, I called the Afro line.
Well, I mean, you did the right thing there.
Thank you for that. Yeah. I don't know that we want you in the Zero Club if you can't manage the fuel in your tank.
Well, no. So here, it started like 10 years ago at an Incubus show at the Greek. That's the first time I ever ran out of gas.
Right.
And I was in that stacked parking, but I talked about it on the air, and Incubus sent me a gas tank the week after, like just a, you know, like a can, sorry, a gas can. And then like a year ago, I lend my husband my car to go to work.
Well, that's a mistake already.
On the way, he ran out of gas and he left my car in an alley, and I had to take an Uber to my car at like 6 in the morning, and I watched the sunrise as I was waiting for AAA.
Good.
And then it happened again, and then it happened. It's happened like 6 times, really.
Yeah. You know, we're not the run out of gas club.
That's right.
The idea is that you can go. It's exhilarating because it says 0 miles to empty.
You're living on the edge.
You're living on the edge, but you can still go further, but how far, you don't know, but don't run out.
Yeah, it's the difference between a high and overdosing. You got to know your limits, Nicole.
Here's the thing. I swear my gas gauge must be broken.
Sure.
Because it has to be.
Like they all are.
Which should make it more exhilarating because you're always just pushing it. Like, I don't know where I am. But, Nicole, I feel like Kevin has kicked you out of the club.
I mean, it's not the running out of gas club.
Yeah.
Especially somebody who's run out of gas 6 times, by the way.
That's worse than me.
That's really unfair for you to kick me out of the club considering that I ran out of gas this last time specifically because of you.
Okay, but again,
explain.
If you were really a card-carrying, proud member of Kevin's Zero Club, what you would have done is gone, all right, I've gotten as far as I can go. Now I have to buy gas so I'm not a loser and run out.
You're a winner if you're in the Zero Club.
Right.
But then you lose if you're in the run out of gas club.
There's no less than Zero Club.
Okay, so do you want me to try harder? Can you just let me stay in for the time being?
I mean,
and I promise never to do it again.
Did you just get a strike?
She's on probation.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's what we got to do.
You're on probation.
By the way,
Nicole, seriously, yeah. I think it's a bigger problem that you've run out of gas six times in the last 2 years or whatever.
Because I thought I was the worst, and I'm pretty sure I've run out of gas maybe only four or five times.
Okay,
I mean,
can I ask you, hold on, can I ask you a question? Sure. Why do you push it? Is it because you don't like stopping to put gas because it's tedious, because you don't want to spend the money? Like, I'm curious as to why we're in the club to begin with.
Well, I'll tell you why for myself. It's because I'm always running late. So now I've got enough gas to go 32 miles, and it's 29 miles to work. So I'm like, all right, I got nothing. You know, I don't have time to stop.
You're pushing the problem down the road is what you're doing. Yeah, you know you have to buy gas, but at least you don't have to buy it now.
That's why I do. So then I started realizing, oh, it's I have 24 miles left, and it's 29 miles to my house.
Uh-oh.
Oh, you can make it. Who knew? You can make it on zero, and that's the 0 mile club, but not the run out of gas club.
Yeah. Oh, see, I do because I just don't feel like putting gas.
You just don't feel like it.
Yeah.
I think that's working out.
I keep doing what you're doing, Nicole.
It's Imagine Dragons on the world famous K Rock 106.7 KROQ FM. Why don't we play that other song? Thunder with the thunder and the lightning. And why don't we play that song?
I don't know.
I like that song.
Okay.
I like this song, too, but I like that one. We never play that one. They give that one to Kat or one of the other people on the station.
Can you name another one?
Jed. I like that song. With the thunder and the lightning. Anyway, it's the world-famous K-Rock. You listen to the best of Kevin and Bean, but we still got showbiz beats. Even though the boys are out sunning themselves, they're going to be back next week, tanned and rested and ready. Kevin's going to be sharp.
So sharp.
Oh, it's going to be so sharp when he gets back. It is July 11th. Today is July 11th. That's 7-11. And no, this isn't one of those Bean fun fact type moments. This is actually a legitimate announcement because 7-11 is 7-11 day, as in 7-Eleven chain of convenience stores.
Yay!
And because it marks 7-Eleven's 90th birthday, you can get a free small Slurpee today. From 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., you can get yourself a Slurpee at participating 7-Eleven. So I didn't want to let that go by without you knowing. You can get yourself a sweet-ass free Slurpee today.
Yummy!
Mm-hmm. They're introducing a new limited edition cotton candy Slurpee, by the way. For those of you who regular Slurpees weren't sweet enough, now they're going to have the cotton candy Slurpee, which will just bring the delicious flavor of cotton candy, but in drink form.
Because that's what you want.
That's what you want. You want to be able to drink that cotton candy. Best Slurpee flavor, Chip.
Coke?
Quick. Coke, yeah. That's what I believe, too. But I bet that cotton candy's a good one. All right, let's take a look at all the entertainment news. This is a Black China Rob Kardashian thing. I've been staying away from it. You know, I've got myself a self-imposed moratorium on all Kardashian news. I don't report on them anymore because I believe the more we do, they're like Beetlejuice. If you say their names, then they show up. It's like Candyman. If you keep talking about them, they will come back to terrorize you. So for a long time now, I've been just avoiding all the Kardashian news. But this Black China Rob Kardashian thing is just, they're such garbage people. They're both such garbage people that I find myself rooting for their mutual destruction. Mm-hmm. And apparently Black China's on her way to bringing Rob Kardashian to court, where she got a restraining order against him because she claimed that he was violent with her. And he claimed she was cheating on him and sent him videos of her cheating with other men. And boy, they're just awful, awful people. But the good side is that they have a child. So that's how it all... She said to reporters yesterday outside a courtroom, she can't wait to get back to co-parenting Dream. The name of their child is Dream.
Are they sticking with that?
Yeah. Dream. Dream came from a nightmare, which was their relationship, but... Boy, they're awful. She said that he threatened to hit. He hit her in an argument back in April and also threatened to take his own life. To which I'm saying, who stopped him? That's all I want to know. This Joe Paterno movie on HBO is getting more and more fascinating to me. For those of you who don't know, HBO is going to produce a film about the sex scandal at Penn State University involving Jerry Sandusky and head coach of their football team, Joe Paterno. And Al Pacino is going to be playing Paterno.
Oh, I want you to go out there and move that ball down the field and get a touchdown.
And, but they're giving us the rest of the cast now. Kathy Baker's been cast. Greg Grunberg. Grunny, it's his birthday today. He's going to be in the film. Riley Keough. Mary Kay. Paterno, his wife, Joe Paterno's wife, will be played by Annie Parisi, very talented actress. So he's got a lot of good people. Barry Levinson is going to be producing and directing, I believe. So that should be a good production.
What happened to Amy Winehouse?
I think she's not in the cast any longer. Here's some more casting news. Christina Hendricks, who we love from Mad Men, she has just joined the cast of a new show on NBC called Good Girls. It's about three suburban moms who decide that instead of trying futilely to make ends meet, they're going to rob the local supermarket with toy guns. Unfortunately, they get more than they bargained for when the manager of the store recognizes one of them. I hope this is a comedy. Doesn't sound like that. It says drama here, but it sounds funny to me. I don't know. Wait and see. Anyway, Christina Hendricks. Love her. Very talented. Mad Men star, of course. And lovely lady as well. So there's a lot of good news about what's happening on television. Today's celebrity birthday is Richie Sambora. He's 58 years old today. Actor Greg Grunberg, just mentioned, he's 51. John Henson, my old friend, used to be one of the hosts of The Soup back in the day. Was he the first? Or did he take over for Greg Kinnear? I think maybe Greg Kinnear left and then John took over. But you know him, of course, from Wipeout as well. Wipeout, was that the show?
Yeah.
Very, very funny guy, very talented guy. A good man. John Henson celebrates his birthday today. Justin Chambers is 47 years old. Michael Rosenbaum is 45. Lil' Kim is 43 years old. Alicia Cara, 21 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat. Before I say goodbye, I want to remind you, don't forget when you drive home today to listen to the commercial-free 5 p.m. hour here on K-Rock. It is a random act of helpfulness from our SoCal helpful Honda dealers, and we appreciate it. I'll hear you all. You'll hear me all tomorrow on the Kevin and Bean Show. Bye.